My text this morning is from Luke chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus says to the lawyer, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Firstly, who is our neighbor? I suppose most, if not all of us, will think of our neighbor as the person who lives next door to us, or maybe the person who lives in the same street, or over the back alley, or over the back garden, or maybe in the flat next door to us. And often our neighbour and ourselves will be friendly. Hopefully there'll be a bit of helpfulness between us. Maybe our neighbour takes our key so when we go on holiday they can look in and make sure the house or the flat is safe and secure. And so we think of our neighbour naturally as a person who lives very near to us. The lawyer asks Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" And this leads Jesus to tell maybe the best known of all his parables, the parable of the Good Samaritan. And he says that a man is travelling from Jerusalem to Jericho. And on this journey, he's set upon by robbers who beat him up, strip him, and leave him half dead. And then a priest comes down the road, sees the man, but passes by on the other side. And then a Levite comes. He sees the man, but again passes by on the other side. And finally a Samaritan comes. The Samaritan sees the man, takes pity upon him, bandages his wounds, puts him on his beast, and then takes him to the nearest inn and pays for him to be looked after further. And so we notice in this parable that the priest and the Levite, two fellow Jews, fail to help the Jew who's been beaten up and robbed. It's a Samaritan, a semi-pagan foreigner, a traditional enemy of the Jew, who helps the man who's been beaten up and robbed. And so Jesus is saying to the lawyer and saying to his fellow Jews, well, our neighbour includes the Samaritans, our traditional enemy. And so for us, our neighbour is not only our fellow Englishman or Briton, but is also a Frenchman, an American, an Indian, a person from Madagascar, and so on. Our neighbour is anyone in need, regardless of his creed, nationality, or race, or class. Some years ago, I had a holiday in Greece and Corfu, and this was a touring holiday, and it was very hot, as you would imagine, in those countries, and so I was wearing my sandals all the time. And the strap on one of my sandals broke. And the courier said to me, go down the neighbouring streets and you'll find there a shoe repairer and show him your sandal. And this is exactly what I did. I went down the narrow streets and looked around the small shops and I found a shoe repairer. And I showed him my sandal and I asked him if he'd repair it. And he did so very quickly, doing a very neat and a strong job. And so I said, how much do I owe you? And he said, nothing. And I persisted because I thought I should pay him something. And he refused. And he said to me, no, I've done it out of the goodness of my heart. Now, I know that's only a very small example, but it's an example of someone giving help to myself, who was both a stranger and a foreigner. And so our neighbours are not only the people who live very near to us, they're not only our fellow countrymen, but they are also the stranger and the foreigner. Jesus is saying that our neighbour is anyone regardless of creed, nationality, race, or class. Secondly, Jesus says to us that we should love our neighbour as ourselves, not more than ourselves, not less than ourselves, but as ourselves. God made us all. God loves us all. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to save us all. We're all God's children and equal before God. We're all valuable and precious to God. And so if God loves us equally, surely we should love one another equally. If we like to be valued and respected, let's make sure we value and respect other people. If we want and need friendship, let's make sure that we show friendship to other people. When we're ill, if we want people to care for us and look after us, well, let's make sure that we are willing to look after and care for other people who are ill. If we want clean water, fresh food, warm clothing, and secure homes, well, let's commit ourselves to try to do something to ensure that other people also enjoy clean water, fresh food, warm clothing, and secure homes. Jesus asks us to try to love our neighbour as much as we love ourselves. And thirdly, what is love? Well, in the parable that Jesus told, the parable of the good Samaritan, love is shown in practical caring. It's shown in the Samaritan who bandaged up the wounds of a man who'd been beaten and robbed, and then took him to an inn and paid for him to receive further care. Some years ago, when I was ministering in Ilford, my parents visited me, and one day we went out for a ride in the car, but we're in a road accident, and it ended with us all being taken to the nearest hospital to have treatment. Myself and my father were released immediately, but my mother had to stay in hospital. Now, the hospital was about 30 miles away, and my father and I were very grateful to a ministerial colleague who took us in his car to visit my mother in hospital the next day. When I was doing my ministerial training, I spent 4 weeks at one of our churches in Nottingham with the minister of that church. And one of the things that I learnt was that there was a church member there who every day cooked a lunch and took it round to another elderly housebound member. I thought that that was a great act of kindness. And so when we can give practical help, let's do so. But we know there are times when we can't give that practical help. Maybe we have a relative or a friend who's lost a loved one. We can't bring that loved one back to life. Maybe we know someone who's lost their job, and we can't give that person their job back because their firm has closed. Maybe we know someone who is suffering from a serious disabling illness. And very probably, we won't be able to heal that person. We may feel helpless. We can't give the person what they really want. In these cases, we need to do our best. We need to try and give friendship, understanding, a listening ear. And of course, we can pray for the person. I would imagine all of us remember Princess Diana. She once went to visit Tadworth Court Hospital in Surrey. And that hospital was for children who were chronically sick, seriously disabled, and terminally ill. And one of them was Simon Cole, aged 14, who'd been in a terrible road accident. And because of it, Simon could neither walk nor talk, but he communicated by means of a word board. And Princess Diana pointed to the word board and pointed to the word hug and said to him, "That's the most important word." And then, having spent a little time with Simon, she turned away to speak with another of the children. And as she turned away, Simon reached out and grasped her hand. And Princess Diana took his hand and squeezed it tightly. If we can give practical help, let's do so. But sometimes practical help will be beyond our capacity, in which case let's try to give friendship, an understanding, a listening ear, and offer to pray for the person. Most people will recognize that in certain circumstances we can't give practical help, but they'll also know that a loving person can give their time and their caring and their sympathy. Amen.